This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. and Ukrainian officials urge Russia to end attacks on civilians as a third round of talks between Ukrainian negotiators and Russians resumed on Monday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying during a press conference with the Latvian foreign minister, quote, let the food and medicine in, let the people out safely, and end this war of choice against Ukraine. That news conference happening in Riga while citing relentless bombardment and reports of attacks by Russian forces on agreed-upon humanitarian corridors. Ukrainian officials slammed Moscow's proposed civilian evacuation routes to Russia and Belarus and requested that civilians fleeing the battle zones be allowed to reach Western Ukraine or European Union countries. Russia snubbed the International Court of Justice hearings on Monday as Ukraine pleaded with the United Nations top court to order Russia to halt its invasion. On a lawn outside the court's headquarters, the Peace Palace in The Hague, protesters wrapped in Ukrainian flags chanted, "Stop Putin, stop war." Ukrainian Representative Anton Korenevich asked judges to act as soon as possible, saying, quote, we ask the court to do that urgently because this is a matter of life and death for our Ukrainian citizens. U.S. gasoline prices are pushing even farther above $4 a gallon, the highest price that American motorists have faced since July 2008. The increase comes as calls grow to ban imports of Russian oil. Prices at the pump were rising long before Russia invaded Ukraine and have spiraled faster since the start of the war. This is VOA News. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Saeed Khatesabadeh said Monday that peaceful nuclear cooperation between China, Iran, and Russia shouldn't be limited by sanctions. His comments came after Russia's foreign minister linked sanctions on Moscow over its war on Ukraine to the ongoing negotiations to revive the 2015 nuclear deal. In recent days, negotiators on all sides in Vienna had signaled that a potential deal was close as the head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog agreed to a timetable with Iran for it to disclose answers to long-standing questions it had about Tehran's nuclear program. But Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Saturday said he wanted guarantees, at least at the level of the Secretary of State, that the U.S. sanctions would not affect Moscow's relationship with Tehran. Russia detained more than 5,000 people protesting President Vladimir Putin's attack on Ukraine in dozens of cities Sunday, an unprecedented number as Moscow clamps down on anyone opposing the Kremlin's military assault on the country. OVD Info, which monitors arrests during protest, said police had detained at least 5,016 people in 60 cities during the anti-war protests. That is an unprecedented number of single day for a single day and far higher than arrests made during a wave of protests that broke out in the country last year when opposition leader Alexei Navalny was imprisoned. Navalny has called on Russians to protest the war in an appeal from his prison cell. The Supreme Court said Monday it will not take up the sexual assault case against comedian Bill Cosby, leaving in place a decision by Pennsylvania's highest court to throw out his conviction and set him free from prison. The high court declined prosecutors' request to hear the case and reinstate Cosby's conviction. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court last year threw out Cosby's conviction, saying the prosecutor who brought the case was bound by his predecessor's agreement not to charge Cosby. As is typical, the Supreme Court did not say anything in rejecting the case. The case was included in a long list of cases the court said Monday that it would not hear. Mexican authorities say a pregnant woman and her unborn child died after dozens of migrants were abandoned in an overheated freight truck in northern Mexico. 14 migrants were hospitalized, most for severe hydration. Mexican immigration officials said Sunday that 64 migrants were found in the freight container, where temperatures reached over 100 degrees. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka.